So let's talk about what you do and how you help people, and tee it up for you. Go, bud.
Well, awesome. Actually, what I'd like to talk about, there is a new initiative from Medicare. I shouldn't call it new. So Medicare has always had on their books, on, as a HCPCS code, home accessibility, right? And not necessarily the actual repairs or the modification, but to do an assessment of the home.
Hmm.
Because how somebody lives is extremely important to the medical community. You know, whether there's mold, sufficient lighting, fall risk, you have a knee surgery, how are you getting back in the house? I mean, historically, the medical community has just gone through and, you know, they replace your knee and good luck, go home.
Is it true that it's cheaper to keep listeners in their homes safely than transition them into assisted living?
Absolutely. Okay. You'll save 10 to 20 times the cost of going into assisted living, and it's already a proven fact that people live 15 to 20% longer staying in their house.
So the listeners are like, oh, this is another government program, and da-da-da-da-da. Nope. It's a good government program.
No, and it's one that's always been on the books, but
nobody knows about it.
Because Medicare never paid for it. It was on the books, and you could actually make it part of the medical history. And it has to be a doctor, an OT, whatever, that has to go out to the home and actually do the assessment. But now, starting in January 1st, 2026, they're paying on that code because they want the doctors to...
Wow.
Yeah, well, they're planning ahead. Because by 2030, the last of your baby boomers are turning, are sure, aging out, and the Gen X is coming through, and starting to age into, 60 plus. So we have the first time in history we're going to have a large population, elderly, retired, who need, extensive medical help or assistance.
Sure.
And we have a very small, younger population under the age of 25 to pay into Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security to allow these people to have the benefits,
So how do our listeners take advantage of that?
Talk to your doctor. Talk to your doctor. And again, it doesn't start till January 1st, so talking to your doctor now is kind of a waste of time. But it starts on January 1st. If your doctors have any questions on it, we have some information on our website. We could also point them in the direction of how they can bill it. But the big thing here is that now how the doctors will know the environment that you live in, and then they can actually make better decisions on how we're going to keep you in your house. So if we give you this knee surgery, you have 7 steps to get in your house. We need to make sure you can get into your house after the surgery. We just can't send you home. And not necessarily that insurance or Medicare is going to pay to, put in the lift or whatever, but at least the doctors are aware of it and they're not sending people into an unsafe situation.
Does Medicaid pay for in-home health care that could cost up to $300 to $400 a day instead of transitioning our listeners into assisted?
There is a certain amount, and I'm not a pro at this, so somebody better out there can call in on it. But it really depends on your disability. It depends on your specific needs, and there are a certain number of hours that you can get for home care assistance. And sometimes it's nursing. Sometimes it's just somebody coming in and cooking,
sure,
and helping you with laundry and stuff. I'm more familiar with the Medicaid than I am the Medicare part of that.
Okay.
But, Illinois has a really good program to help people that need it.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to either call or text. Can we go back to the lady that you were helping this morning?
Yeah.
Okay. So you said you were there for the past 36 to 48 hours. Is that normal service that you provide?
Yes, it is. Now, to be fair, the lady that we're serviced, in one of the reasons I was out there personally, she was actually my very first client at Access.
Okay.
So when I started in 2010 with Access, she was the first one to call that I went to go help and service her, and she put a lot of faith in me at the beginning. So,
So she gets a little extra
she gets a little personal love from me.
Okay,
but no, in general, if we're faced with that situation, we will do everything we can to help that family get what they need to be able to get their loved ones home from a hospital.
Text here said, "I heard you recently opened in Central Illinois. Can you tell me the services that your company provides?"
down in Central Illinois. So in Central Illinois, it's all of our normal services. So bathroom modifications, ramps, accessible lifts. The only thing we are not doing in Central Illinois at this time is residential elevators. Just because it's too hard to service them, and I have to build up a team of licensed elevator contractors down there. But in Central Illinois, they do vehicle lift modifications because I have technicians down there that are trained to do that.
Really?
Yes. But I don't have the space to do it here in Roselle.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And the Central Illinois, it's Indicator?
Indicator, yeah.
So they could buy a van. Do you supply the van, too?
No. I don't. We don't. We're licensed in Wisconsin to do that. We're not licensed in Illinois to do that.
You need to be licensed in Illinois to provide a van?
Well, yeah. You got to be licensed to sell a car.
Oh, I guess. Okay, you got that part of it. All right. So they go out and buy a van, and I'm sure you give them the types of vans that the lifts are better suited for.
Correct.
Okay, and then they came, and then they come to you, and how long does it take to install a lift in the van?
The type of lifts that we do would take a day at most to get done and installed in the cars, because we're not modifying the car.
Hmm.
You know, so we're not doing an actual van modification, but we're adding a ramp or something to pick up their wheelchair and bring it in, or a transfer seat. So we have seats that come down, like, out of the passenger seat that will come down to wheelchair level.
Oh, nice.
So they rotate power out of the car, and then you can do a side transfer, and then it brings them back up.
Wow.
Yeah, which is really cool.
That's super cool.
Yep, helps with independence, and that's what we're all about.
So I got my mom a van, okay, back when she was alive, and the door opened up automatically, and the floor came out, extended out for the ramp, and she had a motorized scooter, for lack of a better term, wheelchair, took her in, and then there were clamps that locked her wheelchair into the floor, so she didn't go flying in the event.
Which is important.
Hello, right? In the event of a sudden stop or an accident or anything. And I will tell you, if you've never been involved in something like that, seeing these vans, and you pull into a handicapped spot and some jerk off that is capable, you want to basically put a bat through the window and slice the tires. Not that I'm recommending that, okay? But when you see a hand, there's space there for a reason, because you need a lot of clearance to make that turn and for the ramp to come down and for the wheelchair to make the forward access straight and safe.
Yeah, and quite honestly, just even that striped area that's next to the parking spot is not often enough.
True.
You know, because they have to come off. Right. And then they have to turn within like 18, 24 inches if there's another car parked.
100%.
And I think that my own mother is also in this same situation.
Sure.
We have a ramped minivan for her, and I see the spaces more and more full. Right when they're traveling, if they're going to a hotel, I mean, you're getting these ADA rooms and things. They're just, you know, there's limited availability. So really taking up a spot taking up that when you don't need to be there is unforgivable.
You should get your legs broken and have to be in a wheelchair for 6 months.
It is unforgivable.
Illinois is raising the fines on that.
They should.
Yeah. Which is really good.
Should be $4,000 a fine.
It used to be $75.
Maybe we get a tow truck business going, you and I.
I should
these people down.
I should just break legs. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best way to reach out?
You can go to our website at allaboutaccess.com or give us a call at 630-616-6249.